pense que j'ai toujours eu le cœur à bonne place, mais j'avais besoin de quelque chose pour me remettre sur la traque. C'est pas une ponce de gin ni de me défoncer la face. C'est un ami fidèle, un compagnon à quatre pattes.
Le chien énorme et gentil, le chien énorme et gentil.
Arrivé récemment dans ma vie, ce n'est pas moi mais c'est lui qui m'a choisi. Il a de grandes oreilles pour écouter tous mes problèmes. Il ne sait pas parler ni me dire que je suis toujours le même.
Oh, oh.
Quelque chose a changé. J'ai fait des efforts tous les jours pour m'améliorer.
This is Ashley, and you are listening to Time Warp. Today I'm subbing for Anushka, and I'm joined by a very special guest. Oh, sorry, you're listening to Time Warp on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And again, to reintroduce my very special guest, her name is Avril.
Hi there.
Very classic intro. Do you want to talk about what today's episode is going to be about?
Today's episode, we decided it would be songs that remind us of the summer so far.
Yes, summer so far. And I don't know, we were just talking on our way here about how the summer has been kind of weird because it feels like this is like one of the few nice days we've had. It's like the heat and humidity finally broke. What were you up to this weekend? How's your summer been so far?
My summer's been really good so far. I feel like I've been spending a lot of time with friends and spending a lot more time outside. I feel like I have more free time this summer. And this is just crazy for me because I listen to WMFO all the time, and the fact that I'm now behind the mic is like such a full circle moment.
It's an honor to have you. Avril truly does listen to so much WMFO.
I do. No, it's great. I love listening to WMFO like when I'm working on assignments late at night. Because, like, even though everyone else in my house is asleep and it's, like, dead silent, I feel like I'm not alone. Like, so I'm like, someone else is awake right now. And they're always, like, so hype. They're like, what is up, you guys? I'm going to be listening to, like, heavy metal rock.
What would your DJ persona be, do you think?
I think I would try to be very energetic, but then I think I'd be really...
You just be you.
I would be me.
And I feel like that would be great. Listeners, if you would like to listen to Avril as a radio host, then tune in. And we're going to play the next song before we find out more about her DJ personality.
Isn't it so lovely to be in each other's dreams? Each other's views.
Thank you.
was New Romance, excuse me, by Beach House. And before that, you were listening to BBVU, parentheses, Give Me by 800 Cherries. Avril, how does this relate to your summer so far? Those were her very amazing selections.
I think they're very vibey, and they're just nice to, like, play and then, like, lay down on a, like, flat, cool surface.
Or on, like, a clean surface.
Or, no, flat and cool surface.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Like, a tile floor or, mm-hmm. like, also, like, grass at, like, sunset, and then just kind of lay there like a starfish.
I understand. It's a good, I feel like those selections are good, like, cloud watching music.
Exactly.
Like, to make
exactly.
shapes out of clouds. We should do that. Okay, up next, we're just going to build off of the vibes that we've already begun. So if you're at home, you know, just relaxing on the Sunday, I guess feel free to take a blanket, go outside, touch some grass, and look at the clouds as we continue on along in our journey.
Oh, seems poetry's role. It steals the colors of the day. It's kind of pretty if you like words. For my dog, the night's exactly true. Because there are colors of night. The burning red, passionate, the angry green, jealous, and the ugly, terrifying black, fear.
Was Better in the Dark by Jordana and TV Girl, and before you were listening to Ring of Past by Men I Trust.
Yes.
And before we move forward, Avril, do you have a little announcement for us?
I actually do. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have a fun time in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of our gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This was a public service message from WMFO in Medford.
That was so informative and topical. That's a great place to go in the summer.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's great. I tested water quality last summer for an internship, and I actually went to Shannon Beach every day.
How is the water there?
It's good. You can swim there.
I feel like anytime you talk to me about water, you're always like, don't go in there. There's poop and dead bodies there.
No, that's not true. That's only true at some beaches. But you can go on the DCR website, and they have water quality postings for all of the DCR-owned beaches, which is, like, most of the, like, pretty much all the public beaches in Massachusetts. And it'll tell you, like, which beaches are closed for having too much bacteria. And there's, like, other announcements for, like, other, like, safety-related.
You're so helpful. You have all this knowledge.
It's important, though. It's good to stay healthy and not swim in infected waters.
Guys, you heard it here first. Don't swim in infected waters.
Always be aware and check the DCR website before going to Shannon Beach or any other beaches in Boston.
On that note, here's a song that I often do like to play at the beach. Hope you guys enjoy.
I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you? loving days are done. I check shoes shine with the loving kiss of later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
And a place to be. It's crazy. Come rock with me. Couldn't wait to leave, but now I hate to go. Last day at camp, packing my bags slow. Meet so many friends, why does it have to end? In the end, it's a win, cause we cross over together. Remember when we first met? First day? Thinking this would be no fun? No way. And now it's time to leave, but now we wanna stay. Oh, hasta la vista. Hasta la vista, we'll all be going separate ways. Say everything you did, this is just your moment. Before you go, come on now, get up and show them.
Think, keep doing your thing.
And I'ma do my thing. There's so much more inside of me. There's so much more, I just wanna be. All the things I've seen, obviously I'm inspired. Got love for all the friendships I require. Everybody put a hand up, put a hand up.
Thank you.
That was Yatsusuke Shigoto by Shina Ringo. We just found out what the characters, how the characters were pronounced, and the English translation is Rush Job. And before that, you were listening to Hasta La Vista from the original Camp Rock soundtrack by Jordan Francis and Rashawn Bernard. And before that, you were listening to Can You Get to That by Funkadelic. What a great selection of songs to be put all together, I think.
Yeah. That was sort of like our climax.
That was the climax of our show. I guess, guys, you don't have to listen to anymore. Just kidding. Please,
please
stay. Anyways, Avril, do you want to talk about that song? That was so great.
It's so good. Spotify recommended it to me, I think, last summer, and I would just listen to it in the car, and it kind of made me feel like I was, like, in Mario Kart. I think now, like, knowing that the song title translates to Rush Job, it's like, oh my god, that's such like a good name, because it kind of sounds like a train, like, chugging along, or it was just, like, so fun to drive to, because I feel like I was, like, a speed racer, because the tempo is so, like, upbeat, and it's like...
That's true.
And I have, like, no idea what she's saying, but I just love the instrumentals, and it's very, like, orchestral, but also, like, fun and, like, kind of, like, whimsical.
It's a good song to listen to when you're road raging on Mass Turnpike.
On I-95.
Excuse me. Anyways, after that, you know, after you get that road rage moment, you know, you kind of have to cool down a little bit. You know, as we draw closer to August, we're getting closer to the end of summer. And this song, actually, I recently went to, like, a show of a friend of a friend, but then this was the other band that was playing there, and they were pretty good. They're from upstate New York, and they're called Fraternal Twin. Oh my god, fun fact, Avril is a fraternal twin.
That's true. I have a fraternal twin brother. His name is Rory. I was born first, so... I just want to make that clear.
Uh-huh. But,
yeah.
You do have older sister energy, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyways, let's talk. I'm excited to talk more about you being a fraternal twin and your experience in the next segment. But for now, I guess we'll have to see what Fraternal Twin, the band, is all about. This is July Turnaround.
And I don't turn around anymore, 'cause there's nothing to look back to. And no, I don't think of you anymore, 'cause I know that I won't see. July was alright, but it went slow. This time I'll leave the calendar and go alone. And I'm a liar, 'cause I
in the morning. watching rainbows play on sunlight, pools of water, ice from cold nights in the morning.
Maman, j'ai mal tous les jours.
That was Oui, le serpent,
Nougat.
I should have had you said that. That was by Lou Adrian Cassidy. And before that, you were listening to Morning of My Life by John Holt and July parentheses Turnaround by Fraternal Twin. Speaking of which, Avril, you were a Fraternal Twin.
Yes.
Guys, we have one on our hands. I was recently, I think I saw like a TikTok or something that was like, the most jarring thing you can learn about someone in their adult life is that they're a twin. And you're because it's like when you're kids growing up, everyone knows that you're twins. But then like once they become their own people and like live in different places and have their own identity. And then that's like something that you learn about them later on as just like a detail. They're like, this changes everything and nothing.
There's just someone out there with the same birthday as you that like you shared the womb with.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Do you feel like you have twin telepathy?
Oh, no.
Not at all.
I feel like even, like, talking to my brother, like, I'm like, please, like, understand the subtext. And he's just like, ooh.
How are you guys similar, if at all?
I don't know if we're similar. I think we're very different.
I
feel like we both have, like kind of like a dumb sense of humor.
Mm.
Like we both enjoy slapstick comedy, but also he's like a boy, so
you do love your bits, I must say.
Like I feel like he just loves like anything goofy, and I think we've always liked that.
Yeah, I feel like you guys also have like your voices are like similar.
Oh yeah, no, Rory does the voices too.
Do you like being a fraternal twin? Would you want an identical twin?
I don't know. I think having an identical twin would be so weird. I feel like I've actually, my school had so many twins, like fraternal twins. Like, I think just a lot of like IVF babies, but there was also like, there was like one set of like identical girl twins in the grade below me. And I feel like their mom just like dressed them up like sort of like the same every day.
Whoa.
But then like once they sort of got their own autonomy in elementary school, like they dressed like very differently. Like one of them like got a pixie cut, and then like so I think having a brother was nice because then it's like I didn't have to be like, well, I'd be different.
Yeah, or like constantly compared to in like a really discerning way.
Yeah, because it was like, yeah, it was interesting. But it was nice having like someone to go through all the same life events with at the same time.
Yeah.
Like having like a little buddy.
A little buddy.
Yeah.
That's what being a twin is all about, having a little buddy.
Yeah. Or just being like, oh, like, because they were, you know, Rory was like always in the same classes that I was taking. So it's like, what was the science homework? Or like, when was that field trip we're going on? And then, like, but if it was like an older or younger brother, they'd be like, he'd be like, I don't know. Like, you have to remember that yourself.
I see. It's funny. Shout out Rory.
Shout out Rory if you're listening. He's not listening.
Up next. I'm sick. Jinx. Okay, anyways, shout out twins. I'm happy for the direction that this episode has taken, and to play out the rest of this segment, we're gonna play some Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That was Stardust by Nat King Cole, and this has been a very special episode of Time Warp. We're subbing for Anushka today. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
Medford.
I'm Ashley. I'm joined by the lovely Avril.
Hi.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys have a lovely start to your week. Hope you guys go outside today. It's so beautiful.
It's
outside.
So nice outside.
And I know that after this I'll be enjoying some time outside.
We'll
so
be enjoying some Dunkin' Donuts and coffee.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some of that Dunkin', have a classic New England summer. Have a beautiful day, you guys.
Thank you.
recibo conmigo valientes mis pies. Persigo conmigo valiente mis pies. En este mundo no entiendo la guerra, la guerra de adentro de mí o de ti. Llega la noche, apago la luz y en la oscuridad sigo soñando con despertar, sigo soñando con